This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigation measures in the context of the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and that the entire world is affected in some form. He emphasized that all efforts must be made to safeguard citizens from its impact. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of the government should work together to ensure minimal inconvenience to citizens. He also called for proper coordination with state governments to prevent black marketing and hoarding of essential commodities. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's office, during the meeting, Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and the mitigation measures taken so far, as well as those being planned by various ministries and departments. In the Lok Sabha, Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026, which proposes changes to the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. The Finance Bill 2026 is also listed for consideration and passing, aiming to give effect to the central government's financial proposals for 2026-27. In the Rajya Sabha, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026, regulating recruitment and service conditions of Group A officers and other personnel in the CAPFS. Additionally, the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026 is listed for consideration and return. Benjamin Netanyahu has urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, citing recent missile strikes that injured over 100 people in Arad and Dimona and damaged residential areas. However, Iran said the attacks targeted strategic sites in response to an earlier strike on its Natanz nuclear facility. Meanwhile, Iran's top military spokesperson, Ibrahim Zulfagari, has warned it will completely shut the Strait of Hormuz and target regional energy infrastructure if the United States escalates military action. At the same time, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian confirmed the strait remains open to all nations except Iran's enemies. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the United States has sufficient resources to sustain military operations, adding that President Donald Trump is keeping all options on the table. Air India and Air India Express will operate 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, despite limited services on several routes. Both airlines will continue flights to Jeddah with a total of 10 services between India and the Saudi city. Air India will operate one return flight each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangaluru. Air India Express will also operate 4 flights to Muscat from Delhi and Mumbai and 4 flights to Riyadh from Bengaluru and Kozhikode. In addition, the Air India Group will run 12 non-scheduled flights to the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, subject to operational conditions. Union Minister for Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy said coal gasification will play a key role in strengthening India's energy security, reducing import dependence and supporting industrial growth. Addressing the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister highlighted India's vast coal reserves of nearly 400 billion tons, placing the country among the largest globally. On this occasion, Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man.
Under the Saubhagya Yojana, we have provided electricity to every household in all villages. Electricity has reached all homes. We are also working to supply electricity to very remote villages near border areas. A few villages are left in mountains and forest regions. For them, a vision called Vibrant Villages has been conceptualized and we are moving forward on that as well.
And the filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry ends this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.